It's as close to time travel as we're going to get. This Week in Music History with Marty Miller.
Hello there and welcome to another edition of our podcast. It's the one that does the time travel, or at least that's what I'd have you believe. We're looking at the week of April 22nd until 26th. This week, back in time, Beatles for sale. Not really. In 1976.
John said to me, they're offering us money. And he said, we should go down, just you and me.
In 1990, the guitar making this sound goes under the hammer.
Man, he said, no, I think this is going to work.
And no matter who sings Happy Birthday to you, it can still sound ropey. Happy Let's go through the week in music history.
This week in music history, a week in less than 10 minutes.
In 1967, I love stuff like this, the most popular monkey poll was conducted in the music paper Disc and Music Echo. As in monkey, the monkeys, the band. Davy Jones got 63% of the votes, Mickey Dolenz 22%, Peter Tork got 8%, and Mike Nesmith just got 7% of the votes. Here is the actual audition of Davy Jones to join the Monkees. How he got the gig from this, I'll never know.
About 5'3".
The girls like that size or what?
Well, you know.
You have trouble adjusting. In boots, he's
5'3". In boots, I'm 5'3". Yeah, no, I don't have trouble adjusting. I kind of like tall girls, yeah. It's kind of groovy, but...
No, I didn't ask you that, David.
Yeah.
I asked you whether or not they like you.
In 1972, Deep Purple scored their second UK number one album. It was the album Machine Head, which, of course, from a
smoke on the water or something like that. Smoke on the water. Well, that could be the story of the fire. And so we sat down and literally wrote the words to it in probably about 15 minutes. You're at your best when you're not trying too hard. I think you have more fun when you don't know that anything's going to come of it.
That's Deep Purple's Roger Glover taking up that story. Meanwhile, this week back in 1988, Roy Orbison was celebrating his 52nd birthday at a Bruce Springsteen concert, where Bruce got everybody to sing Happy Birthday to him. Born on April 23rd, 1936. And it just goes to show, no matter who you are, Bruce Springsteen, when you kick off Happy Birthday, it does sound a bit rubbish.
You got kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sing Happy Birthday to Roy Orbison.
In a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
It was this week in 2008 that the Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora, or at least he was at the time, was sentenced to 3 years probation after admitting to driving under the influence of booze. At the time, he was 48 years of age. He was not in court at the hearing, but he would have to attend first offender alcohol awareness classes.
The Bon Jovi guitarist was pulled over last night in Laguna Beach, California. According to the police, he failed a variety of field sobriety tests and was detained for suspicion of DUI. He was released today at 4 a.m. on his own recognizance with a promise to appear in court May 7th.
To 1976, when Paul and Linda McCartney spent an evening with John Lennon at the New York apartment, the Dakota Building, and they were watching Saturday Night Live on TV, when the producer and creator of the show, Lorne Michaels, came on the screen making an offer on air asking the Beatles to turn up and play songs live. Story goes that John and Paul actually thought about taking a cab to the studio. Sadly, this was the last time that Paul and John were ever together.
Saturday Night Live was on. John said to me, they're offering us money. And he said, we should go down, just you and me. We should show up, you know, we'll do it just, there's only two of us, shake off the money. And so for a second, it was like, nah. It would have been work. We were having a night off.
To 1992 we go, when David Bowie married the Somali-born supermodel and actress Iman in Switzerland. Iman, now she ran a tight ship.
Understanding the difference between the personal and the public. We never have photographs or, you know, taken in our apartment. We don't do fashion shoots together. You know, it's like you do things that are separately, because he's a musician and I am. I do my own business. Home is private.
This Week in Music History, the podcast.
In 1990, the Fender Strat that Jimi Hendrix played at the world famous Woodstock Festival back in the 60s was auctioned off for a record at the time, cheap now, $295,000. Now, bear in mind that we've got guitars like Kurt Cobain's and David Gilmour's going for millions. His two-hour set at the 1969 festival became the longest of his career, and this was some of the noise he made.
When he did the Star Spangled Banner, and he was working on it in the house, I said, what do you want to do that for? I said, you know, we're anti-establishment, man. He said, no, I think this is going to work.
The Star Spangled Banner turned into this amazing 3 minutes of music that talked about everything that had been going on in our lives for the last decade.
The hair on the back of my neck stood up. You can hear all of the things that were going on in Vietnam in that music. You can hear the jets coming down. You can hear the sound of people being strafed. You can hear the explosion of napalm.
This week back in 1969, during their second North American tour, Led Zeppelin played the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco, California. During that show, Whole Lotta Love was played live for the very first time, and somebody had a tape recorder under their coat. Finally, this week in 1997, U2's Pop Mart World Tour kicked off in Las Vegas. 35,000 fans going mental. And that is a look at this week in music history. Thank you for checking out our podcast. We always go through a week in less than 10 minutes. That was April 22nd until 26th.
This Week in Music History, a week in less than 10 minutes.